This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We have been in a study here on our off days when we're not here in some of the Sunday sermons that I preach at Island Community. We've been looking, and we've been in the book of 1 Timothy. This is first time we've really looked at a pastoral epistle. That is, from one pastor to another. How to be a good pastor. What you should focus and concentrating on being a pastor. And it's key to understand the context as we look at and where we left off. In our last programs, we left off here under the heading of the Great Apostasy in the New King James Bible, if you have it. But the great mystery, I'll get to that here in a minute. More quickly on this ministry, if you want to know more about me and about this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. You can go to my church page. It's islandcommunitychurch.net or islandcommunity.church is a new page we're working on. My friend Mike is working on that for us here. islandcommunity.church, new website here that we're working on, that my friend Mike is working on here for the church. But I say that because the statement of faith is on there, which I wrote myself. If you want to know more about me and about this ministry and what we believe, really it's what I believe and teach, read my statement of faith and you'll know more. Or keep listening to this program, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's a fact of life. You can't run from it. Eventually, what you believe is going to overflow and spill out of your mouth what you believe. Your whole card. What are you holding? What do you believe about Jesus Christ? I've got a lot of evidence. If you go to my website, too, you'll see 10 years worth of podcasts. And I've been on the air here since 2005. We've been on the air 14 years now on this program at 8:45 at night here in Florida. New recently on WDZY in Virginia. And if you're listening in on there today, God bless you. Thanks for taking the time here to study the Word of God with me. The key to understanding this is a pastoral epistle. And he's not changing in mid-sentence here what he's writing. We looked at in chapter 3 of 1 Timothy the guidelines for how to pick a pastor. Then we looked at the guidelines. Not that you have to hit everyone, but these are, you know, you want someone who you're going to choose for a pastor to check most of these boxes, not every one of them. This is the mistake that ignorant people make when they're trying to find a pastor, is that they just see the list here in 1 Timothy chapter 3, and if they don't reach every single one of these, then they throw out the candidate. Paul or Moses, none of these guys would be able to be a pastor according to some of these things on here. No one or hardly anyone hits every one of these boxes. Plus, these describe a person after they've been a Christian and saved, not before, because you're not blameless before you came to Christ and before you were born again. Maybe you were a bully before you were born again. Maybe you were given the much wine before you were born again. Maybe you've been divorced. Gasp. There's the big one right there. But these things describe a person after you've become a Christian. So that's what's in chapter 3. And then he's telling you, you know, the pratfalls of not being careful for how you choose a pastor, because the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, somewhat pastors, ministers, deacons, some of them will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits, or paying attention to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. And this is the stuff they're going to get you to do. They're going to forbid you to marry. You know anyone out there who does that? Well, most we know really is the Catholic Church that forbids people to marry. They forbid their own preachers, their own priests to marry. And you see the end result and the trouble out here. The Bible says that if you can't live single, then you need to get married. Though Paul says, I wish you were like me, not married. And abstaining from certain foods. There's no demons going to tell you. There's no antichrist is going to tell you not to eat certain foods. On the contrary, be the opposite of that. So these are pastors. So this is what we looked at here. This is where we left off. Verse 4, every creature of God, speaking of food, that's F-O-O-D, food, like pork and shellfish and all types of food. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it's received with thanksgiving. For it's sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Now he goes on, writing from one pastor to another, Paul to Timothy. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you'll be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed. But reject profane and old wives' tales or fables. Exercise yourself toward godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in all word, conduct, and love, and spirit, and faith, and purity. Until I come, give attention to reading and to exhortation and to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Here it is again, doctrine. The importance of doctrine. It's like a forgotten word here today. Even Bible translations don't like the word doctrine anymore, and they change out the word and change it to teaching, because they say doctrine's not in vogue anymore, stylish anymore, and yet it's so important. Read 2 John chapter 2, where we read that whoever does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. Key thing, and very important. Again, verse 16, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine, and continue in them, for in doing this you will both save yourself and those who hear you. Wow. It'll save yourself. That is, do what it says. Follow the word. Keep his commandments. And then teach likewise. Teach it to everyone within your hearing. He's the pastor of the church at Ephesus. Chapter 5, verse 1. Now under the subject heading of treatment of church members. Remember, this is, it's still in the same context. Pastoral epistle. Chapter 4 is not a chapter of prophecy thrown in between of how to choose a pastor, how to choose a deacon, how to follow doctrine, and how to teach doctrine. There's not a cryptic message of Antichrist in there. No, it's a warning that the time is coming when pastors and deacons and church leaders are going to fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. They're going to teach you and tell you not to get married. They're going to teach you and tell you not to eat certain foods. That's not prophetic. Well, it is prophetic, but it's not a book of prophecy. He's warning you that preachers are going to fall away from the faith. Chapter 5, verse 1, do not rebuke an older man, but exhort him as a father, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters, with all pure honor widows who are really widows. But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents. For this is good and acceptable before God. We see so many people doing that now and families following that right now and being obedient to that. Now, she who is really a widow and left alone trusts in God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. But she who lives in pleasure is dead while she lives. And these things command that they may be blameless. But if anyone does not provide, this is verse 8, 1 Timothy 5:8, if anyone does not provide for his own, especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. King James says it's worse than an infidel. Let me read that again. If anyone does not provide for his own family, if anyone, if any Christian, this is from one pastor to another, from the apostle to the pastor, if anyone in your church, in your congregation, in your fellowship, does not provide for his own family, especially for his own household, he's denied the faith, and not only that, he's worse than an unbeliever, he says. Wow, what a strict warning from the Apostle Paul here today. And I want to encourage you today, too, my last words here for today. You know, if you're feeling generous today and you want to start spreading your money around to hungry Muslims around the world or UNICEF or some other world organization, let me encourage you to be obedient to the Bible and first take care of your own house. First take care of your own household. First take care of your own church family. And then after you've done all that, then take care of the Church of Jesus Christ with all the extra cash and extra money and extra things that you have. Give to the Church of Jesus Christ. Help the people of God and the suffering Christians around the world first. And then after you've done all that, taking care of your family and taking care of your own household and taking care of your church and then taking care of the Church of Jesus Christ, then you might have others and spare to go and give around the world to those that don't give a rip about Jesus Christ. We're out of time. We'll pick it up there in mid-chapter 5 in our next study. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music.